פרקי דרב לזר פרק מלבוב צז נורש חוידש אלו אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישן עלה אליי אהורה this was the second time והעבירו שויפר בכל המחמה מוישה עולה להר not get mixed up. So the Ramav recalled Shofar that the one know that Moshe went up and there's no mokum to be toy anymore. And because of that, Tiknu Chachomim Shiutokim Bashofar Barosh Chodesh Elu. And that started the minig of Tkiya Shofar Barosh Chodesh Elu. But that minig was only in the day of Rosh Chodesh. So the blue shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Same thing in Medrash Lekach Tov, Ke'ein Dem, Ve'emar Hashem L'moyshe P'soy Lecha Shtiluchai Savonim, Zer Yo HaMaiseh B'Rosh Chodesh Elul, Noagu Litkoya Hashem Atcholas Lucha Sachroines, This was the time that they started to write Lucha Shnius. So it was a Tkiya Shofar to Mesamen when is Tchilas Lucha Shnius. Rav Nissim Goyen already brings down to be Tkiya on Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Askenim and Mur Rishonim bring down the minig, the first minig that was to blow Shofar in Rosh Chodesh Elul. We have a different meaning. We blow Shofar the whole Chodesh Elul. Sefer HaMinug brings down B'Shem Chachmei Tzofas. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Shtei, Toikim, Rosh Chodesh. B'Tzofas, Toikim Kol HaChodesh. Why? He says, "Var the blue shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul." So the Rav Yo imshichu litkoya kol haChodesh leazirom shiyasu tshuva leAbu v'sasot. The Rosh already brings it down, Rosh Hashanah and the tour, and as the tour finishes, v'chem leegim be'Ashkenaz shetoykim b'shofar b'chol shachris ve'aris. This be'etzem what goes with the David Hashem Oyri ve'Ishibil. In Sfarad, the Sfaradim, it didn't go in. This is the reason the Shulchan Aruch really didn't bring it down. This meaning. The Ramah brings it down. Rosh Chodesh ve'elech toikim achar tfila shachis, v'yesh mekoyim meshenegim gam litkoya achar aris. Now, Lamai says two minhogim when you start to blow the shofar. The first day of Rosh Chodesh or the second. Not every new shul have this argument. The Das Kenim learns, we know Elul is Chodesh Chosa, right? It's not 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We do 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Misafek. But Me'ikar Adin, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is only 1 day. This is the reason after the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that is 10 days later, is including 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Chosa. So if Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days before Yom Kippur, he went in Lamed Ov. So I'm going to ask him, so you have to blow Shofar, if the real original reason was not to do Tshuva. The real reason was, again, people think, Rosh Chodesh Elul starts from Aleph Elul. And some people even don't come to the Zman in Lamed because of that. Yeah? Shvach, you guys, say that, but he showed up only Wednesday. Yeah, they did show up in Lamed. Shvach, you guys. But if the reason is Elul, so you say Elul starts Rosh Chodesh Aleph. But if the reason we blow the shofar is because Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, and Moshe had to go up Lamed Ov if we want him to come down Yom Kippur to say Salachti Kidvorecho. The Mogen Avrom says no, he went up Aleph Elul, and in that year, Elul was 30 days. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go Lamed off, he went to Baal of Elu. And the Ma'aseh, we go like the Magen Avraham, and we start to blow Shofar in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Ma'aseh, the Matei Ephraim, that we follow Matei Ephraim, says the meaning is we only blow Shofar in the morning, and we don't blow Shofar by night. Till when we blow Shofar? So our meaning is that we stop the day before Rosh Hashanah. The Arab is a sultan. The Levush says, Lehafsik ben Tkiyas and Vashus ben Tkiyas and Choyva. What is the Nafkamine? Leislamet, some of us to practice. If it's Le'arba v'sasotin, so the meaning is not to practice Erev Rosh Hashanah. If it's Lehavdil ben Vashus ben Choyva, the meaning is you could practice. And Eishel Avrom, the Buchacher, says that if you would do every day, you can't say Shechiyonu, you're already used to it. Even though it's a minhag. So we do a hefsek that we can make Shechiyonu. The Ma'aseh, the Bach brings down the minhag is you do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Our minhag is we do Tkir Shvonim Tuvah Tkir, we don't do all of them. The minhag is we only blow Batzibur. If a person davens at his house, he doesn't have to blow Shofar. But if it's a Tzibur, it doesn't have to be a shul. I was in a plane a couple of times, a minion, they blew Shofar. It's not being a shul. Some place can hold that if you're middle of Shmones and they're blowing the Shofar, you're allowed to, if it's no Shofar to hear later, you're allowed to be quiet and to listen to the Shofar. It's a chidush, because be'etzem, it's in the middle of Shmones. Now, the Berheitev brings down, so this is one minhag. The Berheitev brings down, and Sifkot Miyud, when Mishenichnas Elul, משנכנס אלול, לא נעשה מה הוא בשמחה, משנכנס אלול, כשכויסב אודו מגרס לחברו, צורך לירמויס בתחילוסוי שמבקש עליו לשון הטויב. ומי נגיד זה כסיב וחסים הטויב. כסיב וחסים הטויב. אני אעשה אז רמז, וישאלו איש לרעהו לשלום, ראשי טייבס, וישאלו איש לרעהו לשלום, אלו. ומת אפרים says, you write on the top, or do you sign? I'm meaning is בעיקר we sign. Right? סיבו חסים את טייבו. So I'm doing it in both. First, I had a suffer. What would be if, Lamashal, you plan to write five letters? You also have to write in every one, or the Iker is the last letter before? Same person, no, for sure. Before the Shaila, I'm texting and WhatsApp, yeah? That is the Heidegger Shaila. Yeah? So I know, but they're glad the people that are handling it that, they don't handle keeping Bereita. But again, I want to be magdim. Chassam Sefer writes down. Sefer writes down. No, a chayim for a rov that was poiretz together to change a minhag. Shgogu gdoy lo yitzvif me'ashalit hayoroi lehari shalomis. Eich heis lifshet yodei b'minhagi Yisrael. A meaning of Klal Yisrael. So the Shaila is, what happens to this meaning? So if, that is Poshet L'cha'ure, the Shaila, we'll divide it to three. It's only the last letter before Rosh Hashanah. What if it's not a letter? I think, Lamosha, you get a phone call from someone. He's not planning to speak to you before Rosh Hashanah. So the meaning is, you say, K'sivach Smetev. It's that matters. The mocker is Vayishalu ish mereyu l'sholem rosh teves elu. Some people send Shana Tova cards. Like two groups of people, the kids in kindergarten, right? And then some people. Now, that is no shaykhis to this meaning. That comes from a different meaning. If you don't think you'll see him, so you send him a letter to Shana Tova because of the chosm. That is the mocker for that meaning. But the shayla is, so, the meaning to say l'shana toivu t'kosu v'sichosu, that meaning, and meaning to write down in a letter. Mashallah, the meaning slowly, we're losing the meaning, right? Mashallah is why? So, klo, why people lose the meaning is hard to answer. There's one answer. So again, you say, if there's a halacha in every letter, I don't know what to answer. So the Veld wants the taina that the minig was Vaishalu Ishta Rayu Lashalem. You wish a person before Rosh Hashanah Lashalem Taibu. This is the minig target. People, an hour after Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, I got a phone call from someone already. After he finished, I realized he just called that he says, Mixu Chsu Taibu. I want to be the first one that's on Ksuv Sumatech. Anyone else? Okay. So, that is the meaning of Chulah. So, in our days, even if you send a letter, you plan to speak to him on the phone before. So before Rosh Hashanah, you wish him a good year. The last time when you separate from a person, you write Ksuv Chasimatech. Now, what is the pshat in this minig? So I think the yisayid of the minig is giboyt. That's what I think. That the yisayid of the minig is giboyt. That the marshal once I had a court case. And a friend of mine was here from America. My court case was 1 o'clock. He spoke to me 9 o'clock. And he didn't wish me bad tzloch. I stopped to be a friend of his. He got so insulted. For me, it was a very, very important court case. Mom, he had very, very chashuv azar. And he knew about it. A chutzpah. So I'm not angry with him, but I don't need such friends. Not I'm noikim and noikim. I don't have extra time. I want good friends. Friends are not worth it. I don't have time for them. Yeah. Well, you understand why I got angry? What? You don't understand? You understand? The Melech Malcha Amlochim is having a din. If you don't say Ksiv Chsim Toivo, the pshat is, you don't think it's the matzav is serious. The wishing Ksiv Chsim Toivo, I think from that the minute came. That Kilu, all of us are busy now when this is a place to marshal to have a hurricane, yeah? I have someone that I'm not thinking about thinking now, yeah? I have someone that I'm very close to. He has 10 nursing homes in Houston. Yeah? So I call him right away. Why? Not that it makes a difference to me. But the pshat is, if I don't call him, you know, the whole world knows that I'm suffering now. You know? That's if he's that back away his people. It's irrelevant, yeah? But What, you're not calling me? So you see, it's not nice, I'm asking. What would be if I heard that there's a court case the Shah is going to chop off his head? I will not call him, I will not wish him bad slacha. I'm sure you had it, my brother or sister had a, how you call it, like a big test, yeah? The whole family, the buying like little candies in the morning, right? Who knows? I'm okay, I'm welcome in America. Well, you know what I mean. What is the pshat? It's something important to them. So it was a minute when you write a letter, before Yom Kippur, before Rosh Hashanah, you write Ksiru Chasim HaTayim. So the less, so I'm saying, not every letter, I'm saying, even Rosh Hashanah Bereitev is, שניח מזלוק שקיסה ואנו מגרס לחבר וצורך לירו יש בתחילה שמבקש אולוב לשון הטויב יהיה דבר שם שמבקש אולוב לשון הטויב so I'm saying I don't think it's every letter so even if we'll say like the past is that the chiyuv is also in whatsapps and texts and emails to say ksiv וחסים הטויב I think it's enough the last one so I try to for Rosh Hashanah To all my list, I say, Shana Toyim. So then, even if doing El, I didn't write it, I'm Yaitse to do it. But I'm saying, that is the Yisod. So I think there's a reason the Minik stopped today, because today most of the contact in between two people is Lav Dafka the letter. You call. If you want to tell them that you care about them, you call. You Moshe Shana Toyim. Lemaise, Azay is given a meaning in Klal Yisrael. But I'm saying the Shana Tova cards, I think, is from somewhere else completely. That is from Ish Ma'agul Achel Ish Le'ayu Le Shana Tova Tikosev Esichosev. And again, everyone knows in the shul, everyone says it. It's not stam. It's a part of showing the importance of the din, showing the seriousness. We'll go back now. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we start to say Slichas. So the Maisa, the minig is, we do 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because the Bikur of the Mum is 4 days. We start from the Shabbos. Why? Chazal wanted that it would be a fixed day. So what would be sometimes Rosh Hashanah is Monday? So Monday will start, 3 days before. So they said, the Shabbos before, at least they have 4 days inside. This year it works out perfect. This year is a perfect year. Kippur, Shabbos, everything works out good. Yeah? 3 days Sukkot, 3 days Wednesday, 3 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, when you say Slichas, this is one of the biggest problems. So the Shulchan Aruch writes down, the Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Seif Aleph. נהגו לוקום באשמוירס לו עם הסליחס ותחנוני מראש חודש אלול ואילך עד יום הכיפורי וסייף הלילה הקדוש ברוך הוא שד באילום והוא איס רוצה נהגו לוקום באשמוירס So in the old days people woke up early and they said סליחס They asked Reb Moshe Feinstein, Negras Moshe Chelik Beis, people lived in cities that they were scared to leave their house 4 o'clock in the morning. They wanted to say Slichas by night. And they claim, if you say Betzibur, it's Eitz Rotzen Alamot. Lemaisa, Reb Moshe says like this. It's three times. It's after Chatzos. It's already Eis Rotzen. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos. So why they didn't say in the old days? Because it was very hard to wake up. But in our days, people are awake yet in Chatzos. In the old days, was no lights. You understand? 5-7 o'clock was pitch dark. Stay till Chatzos was Meshuggah. You go to sleep, you wake up. It's 5 o'clock, it's much easier. But the Melech already woke up Chatzos, yeah? Here we're sitting here, and some guys are not planning to go to sleep in another 5-6 hours, yeah? Go on the coast, you see what is going on, yeah? So, the Moshe holds, it's Beseda. Before Chatzos, you're not allowed to. So the Meister Reb Moshe says like this. Now, so Reb Moshe says it doesn't have to be dafka early in the morning, it could be from Chatzos. Now, the question that happens is, Lamashal, a guy Again, in a second, Sidra Yeshiva for sure is above everything. We're speaking Behele. Today, no one wakes up Bashmoyers. The Slichas are divided into two groups, Chatzois, this is from the earlier Minyanim, Chatzois, and the guys, Yeshiva Minyanim, that are starting like 6 o'clock in the morning. What is better? Al pi aloche, a lot of poskim hold that it's better to say chatzos. It's by night. Shmuel Zalman said that it's okay to say in the morning, and there's also a mila to say in the morning, early in the morning, because like this, the whole day has slichas. So lemaise, there's three shittas. In the first night, most of the oilam say chatzos. And it's not only because it's more practical, also we say Matzaim Menucho, the Eishan Avron brings down that it's better from the Simcha of Shabbos. And also because in the Slichas we mentioned the night, if we will wake up in the morning, it's really not night. But Avada in the Yeshivas, including our Yeshiva, even the first night they say in the morning, and Avada guided down in Yeshiva, which was Avada Yobach said, that they could say in the morning also, Slichas. To say before Chatzos, it's wrong. Now Moshe says if people have to, no. But then he says if they really have to, it's better like to say it in 10 o'clock. Where you see these minyan that do it 10 o'clock? They don't do 11, it's all a 10 or a Chatzos, right? Why? Now Moshe says, the Gemara says, Shalosh Mishmoras Alayla. Mishmor, Mishmor, Kadosh Baruch Hu. She said the time that the two Mishmoras switch, this is Eis Ratzon. So it's about 2 hours before Chatzos. But again, it's only b'di'evet, it's only for people that can do it in a different time. Now, so the Ma'ase, the meaning of Klal Yisrael, especially guys that know that when they wake up in the morning, they will not say it anyway. For sure, it's good that they will say it in Chatzos. I know every year is this same balagan and yeshiva. This year, I don't know why no one asked me that. So there's like groups of Sfaradi that make minyanim after mincha in room 17 for slichas. God attack, I didn't see the minyan this year, so I don't know why, what happened then. So maybe there's a reason I didn't ask. That is very b'di'evet. Especially the Sfaradi, the Kabbalah, to say it, give a midas, then it's not so poshut. Not so poshut. Again, if it's better from nothing, if the students they're learning, yes, I'm not listening. Machlekes of Zalman Rebbe Eliashiv, so we start in Chatzos. So what happens in Shtiblach every time, you'll see it, Be'ez Hashem, Chatzos L'Mazogin is 12:30. Right, Be'ez, 12:38, I don't know exactly. Or 11:38, I don't know. L'Mazogin 12:30. I'm itchy. They want to go to sleep and they can wake up tomorrow to be 9 o'clock in this midrash, yeah? Now, the argument is, you could start to say the Asher, Yulcho Hashem HaTzedakah. You could save in a good minyan 7 minutes and a Shvachah minyan a minute, but Shem Zaman holds you good. The Pesukim before Kaddish, no Shaychitz. But the Asher says you have to start, everything has to start with Chatzos. And you see, it's two kinds of shuls. It's shuls that is chatzos, and a shul that start 5 minutes before chatzos. Haroi tzeh lehokel yesh le'erva nisim. Now, in the old days, it's a haloch in Shulchan Aruch that the one that davens slichas gets to daven the whole tefillas. That is the meaning. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that in our days, people don't do it. Right? In the old days, the one that davens slichas davens the whole day. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in our days people don't do it. The Rav Eliashiv also says that people don't do it. The Shaila, why? So for sure, it doesn't mean that when he goes to Shtiblach, he davens. For sure, it's speaking about a place that was a shul. And they had a shatz. So that guy davened the whole day. Not the guy said, I got tzlichas today, so now when he goes to shul, he gets all the tefillahs, no sheikhs. But even that, people didn't do. Also, Shulchan says that the reason was, right, the meaning is, that the guy that davens maftir gets musaf. Right? Today, most times they do it. Sometimes they don't do it, right? Why? It's not a chalois din that the guy that daven maftir has to daven musaf. Maftir was a shvach ha'aliyah. Because Be'etzim is not one of the kruim. So the guy that got maftir felt alamol like the shvach guy. So to the faisim, they gave him to be the shlech tzibur. Not only that, shlech tzibur, only a godel could be, a cotton can be. Maftir you could give to the cotton. People would think, actually, it's a cotton. Maybe cotton bedas, yeah? Maybe it's a shaitis, so they gave him maftir. No, no, he's davening musaf, he's not a chazan. B'meile, from that came also, in the old days, the chazan was a position that was called the chazan. Right, the Moshe had like in Yom Neroim, sometimes you send some guys to say the Pesuk of the Zimra. A lot of yeshivas have it, no? You don't have it in America, the guy to say the Pesuk of the Zimra before? Or they stand a melech and no one stands in the Amor before?
No, they
haven't.
No,
they haven't. They haven't. He remembers that it was in a shul, it was a guy, that the whole Yom Kippur, he was like he's preparing himself, yeah? He was wondering, what is this shtelah? The shtelah was to say, Koyanim and Ne'ila. So the whole day he was preparing himself for the shtelah. Oh, shtala, the guy is a shtala. Shtala is to say kranim in the evening. Whole day was coughing, preparing. Although he remembers in principle, so okay, that was a shtala. But we call him a kohen. So the guy, that gets there, so for sure, for a bochur to get the Rebbe and Yeshiva is very choshu be yisrael. So sliches was less from the chazan. Today is the opposite. Chazanim, everyone goes through. Sliches, you send someone that has a little bit. Knows the niggas. So this is what Hashulchan explains. So in the old days, to Mephias, the guy that said slichas, they gave him to daven the whole day.
Why not shakim all day?
Because that's in the slichas, like the maftir. Why they gave him musaf?
Like
tefillah. So there was a musaf. So here they gave him to daven the whole day. Also, he's what? So machlekes was denied before, now. Another reason he brings down that the old days, the Shlech Tzibu fast. Shabbat Mizan is again to fast. But the Shlech Tzibu was fast. No, outside the Shlech Tzibu was not fasting. So because he was fasting, they gave him the daven. So they didn't check already if he's the one. So they made it clear. They look, the chazan of Slichas Erez Shem the Choshev. He's fasting. So the man, they gave him the daven. That is the reason. I know there's some places yet that they give him to daven, but the Iker Minig is also that they don't. The Iker Aloha was a big shayla, even if it could be even before a chiyuv. It's a big shayla in the place. But the main in our days, this is for sure accepted, that because this Minig is not so active, so the Maisef is a chiyuv, we give it to the chiyuv, and we don't give it to the guy that said the slichas, even the Be'etzim again. Be'ikar Adin would be a reason to give it. Or b'mamshich, Chazal say, it's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It says, Shabbosin zichroin truah. A And it says, Yom Teruah Yalochem. Chazal learned out that it's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Zog the Rambam in Paragim and Melechis Tshuva. Aval pishet ki ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeras ha-kosu. Remez yesh bo. Ki lo yimar uru yosheini mishnaschem v'nerdom im ha-kitzu mitardemaschem. Chapsu ma'aseichem v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichru b'rachem. אלו השייכחים מסיימס בהב להזמן ושויגים כל שנוסם בהבל וריק אשר לא יועילו ולא יצילו הביטו אל נפשסיכם הטיבו דרכיכם. So the Rambam says even that שויפה בראש השון הגזיר הסמלך הוא טעם יש בו as a reason the בהלוכס גדוילס brings down. The Gemara says, "Kol shono shein merim lo beroisho, rosho besoifo." Zog da lochus gdeilus. Taisa brings it out. Even that oynes rachmon epatre says, "But if a person doesn't take medicine, even if he's a oynes, he will die." He says, "You need the tkis of roish hashone." So even if a oynes, if you're missing the tkis, now there's a lot of protein. And Kiyas of Rosh Hashanah. I want a little bit to touch. Chazal say, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Teruah. What is the pshat, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Teruah? Lo'ir ponecho ya'alecho. So, the Mefarshim say pshat, one pshat, Yoidei Teruah, they know how to blow shofar. But the Mefarshim say, Yoidei Teruah, they understand the side of Shofar. That in Shofar, it's not enough. Right? It's a mod bizarre. But we have a mitzvah to blow Shofar. Rambam says, Remez Yeshbo, Shurim Maaseich. It's more from that. It's not only that it's a mitzvah to blow Shofar, it's a side of Shofar. And you need to know the side of Shofar. It's the reason you know the Baltikeh, you take a special Baltikeh, we take a Makri. The Makri is Mechaved de Kavones to the Baal Tekeah. That's time to give the position to Choshe Ve'yid. To say, the Koyanim of Ne'ila. The Makri is Mechaved. Moral says, the Medrash brings down, B'shod HaKla Yisrael, B'lo Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yo'ivu Mikise Din Lekise Rachmin. So we'll try a little bit to touch first the side and then the aloch. There's one vote, when we blow shofar, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. So before the shofar is, in Shmoneh Esre, Ki Atah Hashem, Shimei HaKol Shofar, Umaaz in Teruah Ve'ein Doi Meloch. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shimei HaKol Teruas Amo Yisrael Berachar. Davened every Rosh Hashanah. כי אתה שומע כל שויפו, ומאזין תרועו, ואין דוי מלוך. ברוך אתה השם, שומע כל תרועס עמו ישראל. פרייגו בסקרוב. ומשה כלולו, בוא ברוך הווידו. שקט שם, מצווי זה וציוונו. נטיל הסלולו. סייב ישראל. כי אתו השם שומע כל שופר ומאזין תרועו. Why we don't make a ברוכה? כי אתו השם רויס הנענוי. השם דו זה סיד הנענוי. ברוך אתו השם רוי הנענוי. אני דו זה לוגע לנענוי. ברוך אתו השם שומע כל קרושים במצו. השם listens to the כל שופר. We listen to the שופר. When he sees that we do the shofar, he gives us a star. Well, that's the way it works. We need to hear the shofar. If we hear the shofar, he will give us a star. Ki ato Hashem shemeya kol shofar umazin tuas anu Yisrael. Zog de briskerov, shofar es choluk von alle mitzvahs. And all of the mitzvahs, you do a mitzvah. And you get points for the mitzvah. Shofar is like a tefillah. We daven to Hashem, duch the shofar. Ki ato Hashem, שמיה כל שיפור מאז אינטרוע. Like we say in 18, ברוך אתה השם שמיה תפילה, כי אתה השם שמיה כל שיפור. He brings down the Raivad in Ksav Shem. The Raivad says, asking a question, Dahit kia leke boschar mitzvah. It's not works like a regular mitzvah. Rachmika bishmaya. And what the Raivad says, the halacha is, hamudor lechaveroi is not allowed to give him anoy. But says in the Gemara, he's allowed to blow shofar for him. Frank the Raivad, why? So the Mefarshi, what do you mean? Mitzvah is love the Elisnib. Says, now I get the mitzvahs. He's davening for me. A mitzvah is allowed to be mighty me, but he's not allowed to daven for me. Lashon HaRaavad. Lo yinechavarne. Haitki alekes char mitzvah, that you tell me, mitzvah is love the Elis. Rachmika bishmayu. Vechamudar anoy mechaveroi. Amrin shal yavage shal of rachmi. Then he says, fakir. This is the reason Zohar B'Skarov, we say Shimeya kol shofar umaz in Torah. Zohar D'Ramo, we blow shofar on the bima, right? We don't blow near the chazan, we blow on the bima. Why we blow on the bima? So people think a lot of times it's supposed to center, it's the center of the shul. Yet, though, sometimes it's very complicated, you know, especially the Makri, they have to go to the Bima, it would be much easier just to do it. So, in Loshon HaRamo, steht in the Ramo in Simen Tov Kuf Pehei, V'noyagim litkoya al HaBima, V'mokrim shekoyim. Zog de Mishtibure, כדי שזכוס התוירו יוגל עולנו לזוכרנו לתוירו. This is the reason, it's the Indian to daven in the place where you learn. Not to go to different minyanim that they sing. Some people try to find like a minyan, 20 people, they sing nicely. They could sing bismolim, yeah? We blow shofar where we learn toirah. If it's the Indian, if you learn Beis Yishaya, to daven Beis Yishaya, yeah, for sure. Better to daven in the place, daven in Merkozi or Bisholom. So every Meshveh one, Moses says in Brochus, Ma'irich Siv Oyev Hashem Sh'orim HaMetzionim Mekom Mishkin Esyalkim Oyev Hashem Sh'orim HaMetzionim Ba'aloche. And the Gemara says, V'hayim D'Omar Abchir Mereish Mi'yom Shechor B'Samikdosh Ena Kudosh Baruch Hu V'Adam Shel Aloche Bilvad. So Rafon, he sat and he davened in the place that he learned. Omar Abaye, Mireisha v'Gersine v'Gubeise, I would learn in my house, v'Matzline v'Knishten, I would daven in Shul. Kei v'Shamine v'Yim Shechovak v'Samikdosh, Ela Kedosh Baruch Hu, L'Adam Shalochi Bilvad, L'Matzline, I don't daven, Elaicha v'Gersine. So the tefillah goes up in the mokoim of learning. So Abaye said, in the beginning, he would learn at home, and he would daven in shul. When he realized that Hashem likes the mokim of Teireh, he started to daven in his house. So the tefillah is b'mokim Teireh. So the shofar, Zog de Ramo, is tefillah. So we blow shofar on the bima. It's a Rosh and Tomid. The Kohanim and Beis Hamikdash, they woke up in the morning, they were doing Tomid Shel Shachar. So they caught the behema, and they started to run up the kevesh. They got to the middle of the kevesh, they left the korbanos, they went to Lishka Sagazit, they davened, and they came back and they took the behemas from the middle of the kevesh. Zog the Rosh, why? Why they couldn't daven on the kevesh? Zog the, because in Lishka Sagazit, Sanhedrin Yeshevis, v'shom mokim shatfila oilo. Not where is Mizbeach, but there's a Kedusha here. There's a lot of Kedusha in this place. There's a Mizbeach, but the Tefillahs can't go up there. They don't go up where is the Kedusha, they go up where is the Gemara. So they left the Mizbeach with the Korbanos, they went to Lishka Sagozis, and there they davened. The daven of Lishka Sagoz.
Has it Yulat Torah or where there is more Torah?
So, Sanhedrin belongs to God's Klalis. Sanhedrin is the later Klalis, so this is the most Torah. This is the. Although there's no Sanhedrin, you go to where you learn.
Wasn't the Lishka more Torah than where you learn?
I don't know. Shishai, such as that. Yeah. Now, you have to know the matter. Ephraim says that the reason, not like the Rambam, the reason we blow shofar in the bima is because it's the center. So it was a big argument. A lot of times you have a shul, but the bima is not in the center. So some people wanted to make it about the care, but the mice said to stand the bima. Shechonor goes down, you know, we blow shofar from the narrow side to the wide side. If you turn it around, you're not yet. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, v'remez ladovo, min ha-meitzar kosicho Hashem. The Gemara says, a little different, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah yoel poshut. We do a bend one. Zog about the Nura, why? The tefillah be'inen pashtus. Mishnah Berurah says, if you, the mashal, you're in a minyan, so we blow shofar. What if you daven home? You don't have a minyan. So in the Mishnah Berurah, not to blow shofar in the morning. Mashal, you daven yourself. Don't blow shofar till three shofars. Because then the tzibur already is blowing shofar. No? Zokta. Like tefillah is a halacha sheispalel b'shosha atzibur mispalelim. So to blow shofar also, zok the Mishnah Berurah, you have to blow shofar b'zman sheatzibur mispalelim. It's another interesting halacha. That is in the Gemara that the halacha is of tekiyah shofar. That Be'etzem, what if a person hears Tkiyah Shvarim, Tkiyah, and he doesn't hear it in one time? It's spread during the day. So he's Yoitze. V'hu shelo yeh hefsek b'neim. What is a hefsek? A zman that is not roi for shofar. What is a zman that is not roi to shofar? When you need to go to the bathroom. Frank them at the Ephraim, why you can't blow shofar in the bathroom? Not allowed to be mitzvahs in the bathroom. You're not to do mitzvahs in the bathroom. So why you can't blow shofar in the bathroom? It's another matter of right. Bir Halacha brings him down. Hoyo teikeya, v'mayim sheishes. A lot of times the batekeya gets nervous, and the water starts to come out. What to do? So the Mishnah Berurah says to wait at sheyichlu amayim, even if he stays wet, but the zman that the water comes out, not to. Why the bir halacha? Why not? Not allowed to do a mitzvah. Philip is called the Teretz is like davening. You're not allowed to daven the shas that the yetzer and the kavod. You're not allowed to blow shofar. So this be'etzem was the yisrael of the b'skirov that the shofar is not only a mitzvah. We see from all of these halachas. We go with the shofar, kivyochel, we daven with the shofar to the Boir Oil. Ki ato Hashem, shimeya kol shofar, umazin truo v'endoy malach. So first, the first thing is to know that the tzura of the shofar is not just a ma'ase mitzvah of a shofar. The tzura of the shofar is it's a tefillah to the Boir Oilam. That's the first thing. Now, maybe we'll go one more step to taste a little bit more. The Shlo HaKodesh says, what is the Kavonis? I'm saying Mamish, touching the Kabbalah without going in. Is the Kavonis HaPshutis to know what the Mechavim B'Sha'as Shofar. The Shlo says that when you blow Shofar, the first kiya is a remez that when my neshama came to this world, it came neshama tahira. smooth. Shvorim trua, it got dirty in this world. Shvorim, it got dirty a little bit. Trua, it got deep. Tkiya, it's again clean. This is the first, the build-up. Zokta Hazir. The first tkiya you blow, Hashem, you gave me a neshama tohira. Shvorim trua, I was melach lechit bechet. Oili kichotosi, I'm sorry. Tkiya, Hashem, I'm asking you to clean it, and I'm mekabel my kabbalas to be a better person. I know that it's hard for a regular bocher to manage to mechaber, but this, I'm saying the kavanas are pshutas, what you have to have. A guy that gets mixed up, just to listen, see later all the halachas, the tzuras at tkiya. But it's be'etzim shemeh kol shofar, and if you have the right kavanas, the shofar goes up with this kavanas and he fixes the world. This is what happens. Tkiya, you gave me a clean neshama, shvarim trua, I made it dirty. I was choyte, I mischaret that I was choyte. And I'm a kabel. Then you think even deeper. Tkiya, I got a clean neshama, I'm embarrassed that it's not clean now. Shvarim trua, I know how bad it became, and I mischaret. And I will change, tkiya. And I'm davening, I want to do tshuva, make it clean again. And he davens and he does tshuva. This is the kavanah pshuta of the Shlo says al pikabole, the Pesach of the pikabole. The Shlo explains that it's called Olam HaShofar. It's a world that we don't understand what it means. And when you have that kavanah, the rachmim come from Olam HaShofar and they help the tshuva to go up. That is a segula. Like we say, we daven beis rotzer. The tshuva, Hashem gave us something that helps the tshuva to go in. Kivyochol, a person comes to court, he has good reasons, but he has to have a lawyer that knows how to speak it out, how to represent it. This is one kavanah. The second kavanah is that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaMlochas Hashem. Malchias. The way that you mamlich a melech, you blow in a shofar. So you mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yesod V'Sheiros HaAvodah explains, and you mekabel on yourself mesirus nefesh. In the old days, how you mekabel mesirus nefesh? Hashem, the goyim will come, they want to chop off my head, I let them. They want to chop off my hands, I let them. So b'shas, I'm a kabel the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm a kabel myself that I'm asking to die by mesirus nefesh. It's very good. Glad to do it. But the world says, I said it a couple of times, this world, that they say that once in Russia, they came. Came to someone's field and they told him, you have to say that all of my houses and my property belongs to the Mother Russia. I says, yeah, I'm asking all of my houses and all of my property belongs to the Mother Russia. Okay, you have to say that all of your factories belong to the Mother Russia. All of my factories belong to the Mother Russia. You have to say that all of your cows belong to the Mother Russia. All of my cows belong to Mother Russia. No, you have to say all of your sheep belong to Mother Russia. All of my sheep belongs to Mother Russia. All of your tractors, all of my tractors belong to Mother Russia. Okay, you have to say all of your chicken belongs to Mother Russia. I said, no, chicken's not. Property, yes. Factories, yes. Cows, yes. Sheep, yes. Tractors, only chicken's not. I said, I'll tell you very passion. Properties I don't have. Cows I don't have. Chickens I have. The guy says, Ribbono Shel Olam, if they want to kill me, be mesirus nefesh. Oh, but to wake up tomorrow 9 o'clock to Seder, no way. So it's from state, and in our days, when you try to mekabel olam hushamayim, don't try to think if they chop off your ears, if you will say. Try to think tomorrow morning. I saw this in Mitzvah at 9 o'clock. If I see a guy who walks in at 9:30, I know he never had a Rosh Hashanah. Because I mekabel olam hushamayim. I know he's not masking to mekabel Hashem. He's not masking to give him even a half an hour of sleep. So a person has to find something. Mekabel Malchus. That is the second Kavanah. The third Kavanah is brought down by the Maimed Har Sinai, who is a Shoifal, and a person is Mekabel to keep mitzvahs and to sit and learn. Then, the fourth Kavanah is Yechoshech Balakedas Yitzchok. And Yitzchok was Meisr Nefesh. So you daven B'schus Yitzchok. B'schus Yitzchok. You mask him. To Meisr Nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Welt says, what is so special about Akedas Yitzchok? Sure, Meisr Nefesh. A lot of times a guy feels, if I will do the right thing, I will lose. The guys that didn't do the right thing, they're moving ahead in life, they're all connected. You know, the guys that miss the trip and stay behind, they're the losers, yeah? I'm sure everyone has that insight most times in life. And the guys go away for Shabbos, you stay in the Shiva, no, nothing happened, yeah? Yeah, as a Muslim, some bad guys go away for Shabbos, it's fast, yeah? The prince didn't send and tell us all for that, it's a gezel in the ticket, but they go away for Shabbos. So they leave Friday afternoon and come back with Shabbos, no, yesh lo hokeh b'diyel. It takes out, it shows a trip, how you could learn later, you come back, you're tired. Said. But a person. That he's bad. He feels if I stay in Mishim, I lose. I'm going out to schmooze, yeah? I want to see the hack outside. I don't want to miss. Yitzchok Sakeide was the biggest loser in the world. Avram had one kid. If he shechts Yitzchok, he lost the whole thing. Everything is. He lost. So. It's a special Mesiros Nefesh. But I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I will do it even if I lose. Like I said, it's not a chokhmah to measure, I'm asking to jump. This is not called Mesiros Nefesh. Then, the Foshim bring down also Tchias HaMeisim, that Lassid Lovi, Bayema, who he talk about Shoy for Godor. We believe in Tchias HaMeisim, we believe in Ashoras HaNefesh. So these are the six Kavonas HaPshutos that a person has to have B'Shas D'Tkiyas. The Poshte Kavonas. After a person knows the Kavonas, I want Be'ez Hashem next week that we'll go in to the Shittas, to know the Metzias. I think people that don't know the Halachas, how you blow, what you blow, Rashi, Rambam, you go to shuls, you go to places, you mamish don't know what kind of kiss you're blowing. As Hashem, next week, we'll explain the Yoyde Tua of Shukran.